Every week for months, Steve Moss would circle the Tommy Oliver Stadium construction site to check up on its progress, to see how things were moving along and what was changing. He was there so often he joked that he was like an expectant father, anxious and nervous to see what would arrive and how everything would turn out. The construction crews even gave him his own set of plans, basically the stadium's ultrasound, if he was an expectant father, and he would thumb through those pretty periodically. The pages even had his name on them. As the Bay District School Board Vice Chairman and possibly the most openly frustrated board member when the stadium's price tag jumped from $7 million to $12 million early on in construction, Moss said he understood that there was a lot riding on this project. They only build this kind of stadium once every half century, with the original Tommy Oliver Stadium going up back in 1955. And anyone who has spent any amount of time in Bay County understands that Tommy Oliver isn't just a stadium, it's a community icon, a shrine of memories from students, teachers, and athletes past. On Thursday, after a year and a half of demolition and construction, the new Joe and Jeanette Chapman Field at Tommy Oliver Stadium made its debut, the rubberized Gary Terrell Track of Champions, courtesy of the Charles Whitehead Foundation, sporting a fresh coat of paint and the American flag unfurled and blowing in the spring breeze. The 7,000-seat stadium is night and day compared to the old facility, Moss said, with technology miles above what they were capable of previously. The state-of-the-art scoreboard has instant replay technology, high-quality Zoom, and capability to play commercials in between plays and during halftime, opening up fundraising possibilities for the district's many booster clubs. Four schools in the district, Moseley, Bay, Rutherford, and North Bay Haven High Schools, will call the new Tommy Oliver home, although the first official events held on the field will be graduations.
It's always been something important to our community, but I think with the support of our school board, we've taken it to the next level, maybe two levels.
After 57 years of continual use, the old Tommy Oliver Stadium saw its last major renovations in 2012, when the cement bleachers were patched up. At the time, structural engineers said that the repairs would only buy the district about five more years of use for the stadium, and in 2015, another engineering report found new defects in that concrete. The concrete, the report said, had reached the end of its useful lifespan and could not continue to be patched up. And the report said the stadium would need to be replaced in about 2 years. When GAC started tearing down the stadium last summer, Husfeldt said those same cement pillars just crumbled into dust. But the project wasn't without its roadblocks. The board had originally expected to spend about $7 million on reconstruction. However, bids received by construction managers GAC in November put the guaranteed maximum price for the project at $12 million, nearly twice what the board was expecting to spend. The project was delayed as GMP was rebid, and the board eventually accepted a $9.5 million GMP in January, which, with the addition of $2.1 million already spent on demolition, put the total price tag of the project at $12 million.
The price tag for this stadium was very expensive. It was approximately $12 million, and the board wrestled with it because I think all of you know, and there's many elected officials here, one of the hardest things we have to do is expenditure, because we want the public to continue to trust us if we're being wise with their money, because it is their money, it's not our money. And so we had great debate, great discussion about it, and so it was very difficult for them to say, yes, we're going to do this. But I think now that they see and they understand the impact, I think they're excited that we've done this.
The district was helped out by donations from the Chapman Foundation, which covered the cost of that new state-of-the-art scoreboard and several landscaping items. I know from the bottom of my heart this wouldn't be what it is without her, Husfeldt said of Jeanette Chapman, who was at the showcase and was happily clapping along to performances by the Bay High Million Dollar Band before the festivities started. Visit Panama City Beach also covered the cost of the security camera system, and the St. Joe Company agreed to provide $10,000 for the next 5 years for advertising space under that scoreboard. Husfeldt said that they're still looking for a donor to cover the cost of free Wi-Fi for the stadium, so if anybody's interested in that, they should reach out to the district. Steve Moss, for his part, said that he was proud of what the district accomplished with the stadium and that he couldn't be more excited to both get in the press box as the PA announcer for football games, but also as the father who will see his kids and probably his grandkids play at that stadium someday. I think once the community gets to see it, they'll know that this is a facility that will be here long after most of us is gone.